Well, as we told you yesterday, Congresswoman Kim Schreier from our area has a stock purchase where she missed the deadline to report it. And shockingly, besides our radio show, not one local media outlet has picked up on this story, as they apparently want to provide some cover because she's going to be in a very contested race next year. But national media is covering this, like Dave Leventhal with Business Insider, who joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Dave, it's really good to talk with you. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Kim Schreier and her husband, in a joint account, purchased $500,000 of Apple stock in July, and I'll let you pick it up from there on what the reporting deadlines are and how far they missed them.
Indeed, and it's at least $500,000, could in fact be up to $1 million. Just a step back, members of Congress, when they make a personal stock trade, which is something that they have the right to do under current law, they have to report that information in a relatively short period of time. So if you buy Apple stock, you're pretty much on the clock for between 30 and 45 days once you make a trade to publicly disclose the fact that that trade was made, a purchase, a sale, an exchange, et cetera.
Sure.
And you have to disclose it in a range, too. So that's what happened here, but it was disclosed well after a deadline that the Congress itself has established for itself, and that's when it really came on our radar.
Yeah, she was more than 2 months behind in reporting this. And the initial comment from Kim Schreier was that her husband bought this and didn't tell her about it. And I'm just curious, do you ever,
right.
I don't know if you're married. I am. If I bought something that was between $500,000 and $1 million, I'm pretty sure I would inform my wife about that, Dave.
Well, we reached out to her office, and that's exactly what they told us, that she wasn't initially aware of the transaction, that she was well after the fact. And as soon as she became aware of it, she filed the required disclosure that ultimately was late. So they also said she's never missed a transaction reporting deadline up to this point, but
right.
It really does underscore a known but underappreciated fact that members of Congress are really, really wealthy by and large. They have complex finances, and oftentimes you see members in this situation and all across the country buying and selling stocks of companies that, number one, spend a whole heck of a lot of money lobbying Congress itself. And also, number two, do a lot of business with the government, too. Kind of a classic example is we have found plenty of examples of members who sit on, say, the House Armed Services or Senate Armed Services Committee who are personally trading, buying and selling the stocks of companies such as Boeing or Lockheed Martin or
sure.
Raytheon, defense contractors who've got a whole lot of business entangled with the government.
Well, that's why I think this is so shady, because Kim Schreier sits on the House Telecommunications and Technology Committee. And of course, Apple stock is affected by any congressional rules or laws that come out of that committee. And here's what I find so ludicrous about her saying that her husband just didn't tell her. I would assume that the spouses of members of Congress, who are the primary investors in the family, they know what federal law is. And there's no way that I believe that her husband wasn't aware of federal law, that they had to report this within 45 days.
Well, the best we can do at this point, because of the way that the law is written, is to take the member at his or her word. You can believe them, you cannot believe them, but the law is the law. And the law says that if you personally, as a member of Congress, or if your spouse, or for that matter, even a dependent child, make a stock trade of a certain sort, then you have to disclose it in that 30 to 45 day period. No ifs, ands, or buts. So you can blame your spouse, you could blame your financial advisor, but the bottom line is you are still personally, as a member of Congress, on the hook for disclosing, as the law provides the disclosure regime, so to speak. And
yeah.
If you fail to do that, then you get articles written about you, and also you could potentially be paying a fine too, although the fine is often de minimis. It starts at about $200, which is not a whole lot of money if you got enough to buy $1 million or so worth of Apple stock, for example.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I might try that next summer. I might buy a 55-foot Sea Ray and then 3 months later tell my wife about it. Oh, I forgot to tell you that I bought a $700,000 yacht, honey. So do we need tougher laws then, Dave? Because I talked a few weeks ago about how one of the surest ways for the average investor to almost 100% make money is just follow what Nancy Pelosi and her husband do. They do some high risk, highly leveraged trades, and they seem to work out with near 100% success. And it just seems so shady to me that all of these people who make about $180,000 a year, many of them end up worth $30 million, $50 million, $100 million, because they're able to manipulate and leverage their congressional position.
Well, to your first question, which is should the law change, a couple of facts here. Insider, my company, is along with a couple of other media organizations, together we have found now 47 examples of members of Congress in the Senate, in the House, who have violated this law that we're talking about. It's known as the Stock Act, the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. It was passed about 10 years ago. And initially, it was going to ban members of Congress from investing in individual stocks. So therefore, you couldn't buy Apple. You couldn't go ahead and buy Boeing or ExxonMobil or AT&T or Tesla. You would have to abstain from that and stick to, say, mutual funds or bond funds, something that was going to be much more conservative and much more diversified. But that did not come to pass. The law passed, but not that aspect of it. And so we have this disclosure system that we have right now. And the idea behind that was like, okay, well, you as a member can go ahead and trade, but you're going to have to disclose your trades and disclose quickly. Now, that's all fine and good. But the problem is if you have 47 members of Congress, which is about roughly not quite one-tenth of Congress who are not abiding by the law, they're not complying with the law, then the law is not working, at least the way that it was designed. So there is a bill that does exist right now in Congress, although it's not going anywhere fast, that would do exactly what the Stock Act tried to do 10 years ago, which is ban members of Congress from holding individual stock trades. I would not hold your breath in terms of that bill going forward quickly, because if there is one thing that is truly a bipartisan phenomenon in a very divided Congress, it's that Republicans and Democrats, we found examples all over the place on both sides of members who just for one reason or another have not been able to get this law right, have not been able to comply with this law. They've got lots of excuses, but still, at the end of the day, they just have not been able to comply with this law. And that, in many people's opinion, would be a problem, is a problem.
Well, and I'm one of those people with that opinion. So, all right, great reporting on this, Dave. I really appreciate you taking the time and coming on with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So there you have it, you know, right from the, you know, one of the guys who's been exposing this, Dave Leventhal with Insider, that members of Congress just do not follow the laws. And, you know, if you did an index fund, you can get rich slowly like the rest of America tries to do. But they get super wealthy somehow. Wonder how that works out. All right, what do you think? Text me, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.